This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Mexico and the United States are on Wednesday preparing to fly more Haitian migrants away from the chaotic U.S.-Mexico border camps as pressure mounts on U.S. President Joe Biden to stop expulsions of Haitians to their poor, disaster-hit homeland. U.S. authorities have deported more than 500 since Sunday from a camp housing thousands of mostly Haitian migrants on the U.S. side of the border by the small Texan city of Del Rio. Such deportation flights back to Haiti will continue, according to the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. At the same time, Mexico has begun flying migrants away from the U.S. border, as well as sending some by bus towards its border with Guatemala in the south. U.S. politicians have criticized Biden's handling of the situation, with some opponents calling it a, quote, disaster. The European Union's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, said Wednesday Iran's top diplomat has assured him at their first meeting that Tehran is ready to restart talks on a nuclear deal soon. EU-mediated negotiations began in Vienna in April, aimed at reviving the 2015 nuclear agreement between Tehran and world powers, an accord left in question after former U.S. President Donald Trump unilaterally withdrew in 2018 and ramped up sanctions. The discussions involve the remaining parties seeking to persuade Washington to rejoin the deal and Iran to return to its nuclear commitments, and talks have been stalled since June when ultra-conservative Ibrahim Raisi was elected as Iran's president. An EU statement said Borrell, quote, underlined once again the great importance of a quick resumption of the Vienna talks at a meeting Tuesday with Iran's new diplomat on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly. This is VOA News. Kosovo's prime minister on Wednesday called on Belgrade to end a rule banning entry for vehicles with Kosovo license plates to calm tensions sparked by his government's decision to implement the same rule for Serbian vehicles this week. Serbs in the north of Kosovo have been blocking two main roads near border crossings with Serbia since Monday when the rule went into effect. Armed police were deployed after the protests began, but have not yet made any move to clear the roads. Kosovo police are forcing drivers of Serbian cars to remove their license plates and use temporary printed registration details at a cost of 5 euros. A rebel leader in the Democratic Republic of Congo was jailed for life on Wednesday, convicted of war crimes in the troubled east of the country and environmental destruction in a nature reserve where he was based. The former army captain, Chance Miahona, deserted in July 2019. The park he stayed at was a haven for critically endangered gorillas and marked its 50th anniversary last month. Miahona was convicted on all counts, including for the kidnapping and torture in 2019 of dozens of people living in villages within the park, which covers about 6,000 square kilometers. He was also charged with recruiting children into his armed group, members of which have been accused of raping at least 13 women and killing a man. The other convictions concern the, quote, destruction of protected areas, and Miahona set up his headquarters in the park, brought in weapons, cut down trees, and looted mineral resources. German Chancellor Angela Merkel on Wednesday expressed revulsion over the, quote, heinous killing of a petrol station cashier by a customer angry about being asked to wear a mask while buying beer. The killing of a 20-year-old student late Saturday in a western town is believed to be the first in Germany linked to the government's coronavirus rules. The unnamed suspect, a 49-year-old German man, walked to a police station the following day to turn himself in. He was arrested and has confessed to murder. Ahead of Germany's general election on Sunday, the case has sparked shock and outrage across the political spectrum as fears grow that the anti-mask movement is radicalizing. And the top American military officer is holding talks Wednesday with his Russian counterpart as the United States works to secure basing rights and other counterterrorism support in countries bordering Afghanistan, an effort Moscow has opposed. The day-long session in Finland's capital between General Mark Milley, chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, and his counterpart on the other side, the chief of the Russian General Staff, comes at a crucial time after the U.S. military withdrawal from Afghanistan. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.